We're talking today with Harry Birdwell from the School Land Commission. And Harry, let's talk a little bit about the land that you're responsible for the state of Oklahoma, for the educational good of our state. It's been a challenging couple of years as far as management is concerned and making sure that the land is sustainable for future generations.
Well, it has been just because of the drought conditions that have impacted the state. Fortunately, many of the counties are in better shape than they were a year ago, but there's still some concern. You mentioned the land we're responsible for. We still own and manage for the state of Oklahoma about 750,000 surface acres and 1,100,000 mineral acres around the state. It has been important for us to monitor the grazing activity and the amount of water that we have that is a part of each of our leases around the state, and effectively managing that so that we have so that we are good stewards and the land is as productive and valuable 50 years from now as it is today is an awfully important part of our role.
Has that made a difference in maybe how you've presented the land or stipulations you've put on the leases?
Well, we have a field staff of 10 people who work that 1,000,000 acres, and each year they assess and make a determination what the grazing count should be and whether there ought to be any special conservation requirements that ought to apply to any land as it's released. This year, for example, some of the very large ranch lands out in the westernmost panhandle counties, we are leasing for a period of 3 years. In the past, we've always leased at 5 years, but it's just the drought and the grass recovery needs of the area that have caused us to change the requirements a bit. But managing the land is one of our principal responsibilities.
As you do that, obviously that's a good example of how you have to make adjustments and how you interact with folks that maybe want to participate in the lease process or you already are your leaseholders.
That's correct. The responsibilities of our field staff are largely to work with those lessees to be sure they understand what the requirements are. And even as we appraise the land for lease, we take into account the numbers of head of livestock that can be grazed or the intensity of crop production that can occur on the land, and that does affect the rates that are charged at the lease auctions.
For some of those western counties, particularly northwestern Oklahoma, as much as anything, one of the things that we've seen a lot of conversation about going on, and I'm not sure if this really has had much impact on our school lands or not, but a lot of discussion between several states and the federal government regarding lesser prairie chicken. Has that really had much impact on our school land lease, the way that you've approached things?
Well, yes. We've been working with the Department of Agriculture and the governor's office and with the U.S. Department of Agriculture and other federal agencies to try and, in areas where we can, to improve the habitat for the lesser prairie chicken such that that offsets the need in other areas. I mean, we concentrating the habitat in wildlife management areas and that sort of thing seems to be a way that we have been successful in getting federal approvals and so far not having too much problems with our lessees. And that goes on all across the country with other agencies that are situated sort of like the land office is in Oklahoma. And yeah, we are always concerned about endangered species or species that are going to be listed as endangered to try and respond to the needs of the federal laws, but at the same time still be responsible managers and generate the kind of income we need for supportive education.
Let's talk maybe just for a moment about that ability to generate the income that you're turning back to education. What kind of years has it been? I mean, between your mineral rights, I would think be fairly lucrative, as well as the surface rights.
Well, you know, despite the fact that there has been drought conditions over the last couple of years in Oklahoma, our income from leases hasn't really diminished. As a matter of fact, in some areas it's gone up because much of our land has associated water. And when there's a shortage of water, people are looking for it. And where there's grass, people are looking to lease it to graze. Minerals have been good. We have a million, 100,000 acres of mineral ownership that we lease and manage. And there are 6,100 oil and gas wells that have been drilled on our lands that produce. And we then invest the earnings from oil and gas production. We have about $2 billion that we invest. So the combination of leases and commercial leases, the oil and gas revenue, the lease bonus income, and then the earnings that we have from stocks and bonds that we invest on Wall Street generate a considerable amount of money for the support of education. Last year, we distributed the second most money in the history of the state in terms of CLO distributions. So it was a very good year.
Walk us through the process this fall. Are there any, I guess maybe are there any changes, maybe first of all, but then if there's not, or if there are, you know, give us kind of a scenario how this is going to work and how a person can get involved in the lease process, the auction process over the next few weeks.
Well, every October we lease about one-fifth, about a fifth of all the land in the state that we own comes up for release. Most of our land is leased on a five-year rotating basis. And so at nine locations, and you can find the locations by going to www.clo.ok.gov or by calling 1-888-35-LANDS to find the specific locations. The auctions begin on October 14th and end on October 29th. And at those nine locations, we will be offering 574 tracts of land in 34 Oklahoma counties this year for lease. And we hope people will access our website. The auction brochure is there. You can find out what any special requirements are in any piece of land that you might be interested in. Then, if you are interested, come to the location of the auction where that particular land that you're interested in is going to be auctioned, and speak your piece. We are required by the state constitution to have open competition at an open auction for these leases, and farmers and ranchers and outdoorsmen all over the state congregate at those auctions, and many are successful in leasing land from our agency.
Okay, very good.